Hey everyone, Brian here.
Hey everybody, my name is Joe.
We're on day two of our story about the life of Dante. Last time, we saw how Dante went from having a great life to losing it all and ending up in prison. Now, Dante will continue his adventure.
And the worst part of that was, it wasn't really his fault. He just had people who were basically jealous of the great life that he had. He had one person who was also in love with his fiance, and they started plotting against him. They wanted to have his life, and they set about trying to do that, and they were trying to destroy his life in the process.
And it looks like they are successful to an extent. He lost his job, lost his fiance, and now he's in prison. So Dante will soon have to figure out what he wants to do next. He knows he wants revenge on the men who put him in prison, but how will he get it? Let's find out what he does on day two of The Count of Monte Cristo.
Reading.
The Count of Monte Cristo. Several years into his prison sentence, Dante hears a rumor that an inmate named Abbe Faria is planning to escape. Dante finds Faria, befriends him, and admires his knowledge and wisdom. The two men agree to escape together by slowly digging a tunnel in secret. However, Faria is also sick and very close to death. One day, when Faria feels that he will finally pass away, he tells Dante about a hidden treasure on the island of Monte Cristo. The wise Faria dies, and the prison guards put his body in a sack. However, when the guards are not looking, Dante takes Faria out of the bag, hides his body, and climbs into the bag himself. Dante plays dead, and the guards throw him into the ocean, setting him free after 14 years in prison. Dante eventually sails to the island of Monte Cristo and finds the treasure which his mentor Faria spoke of. He gathers the riches and returns to France, but in disguise and with a new name, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Day two of the story begins with, several years into his prison sentence, Dante hears a rumor that an inmate named Abbe Faria is planning to escape.
What's an inmate?
An inmate is somebody who is in prison. They have done something wrong, committed a crime, and then been convicted of that crime and sent to jail or sent to prison, as we sometimes call it, where they will have to stay for a few days, a few months, a few years, or sometimes stay there forever.
That makes sense. Dante, then, would be an inmate, too. I also heard the word rumor, R-U-M-O-R, rumor, which is a noun, and it means information which people pass around that may or may not be true. Students are familiar with rumors, especially at school. Maybe you heard a great story about two people who like each other or who dislike each other, and then you find out that it wasn't true. We could consider that a kind of rumor. The story continues. Dante finds Faria, befriends him, and admires his knowledge and wisdom. We heard some new words in there, Joe. So, what does it mean to befriend someone?
If you befriend someone, it simply means that you make friends with that person. Like, let's pretend it's the first day of school and you don't really know that many people. You might walk up to different people and try to befriend them. You talk to them, you get to know them, and then gradually you become friends. So that's what it means to befriend someone, to become friends with them.
We also learn that Dante admires Faria. Admire, A-D-M-I-R-E, admire, is a verb that means we respect someone because we believe they are good in some way. Dante thinks that Faria is a great person. We all admire people too, whether it's a parent, teacher, or someone famous that you like. Joe, is there someone that you admire?
I admire lots of people. I had lots of heroes growing up, let's say from the world of sports. I really liked Michael Jordan because I admired him because in high school he got cut from the basketball team, and instead of giving up, he kept trying, he kept working, and he became one of the best players in the history of the game. So that's why I really admire and respect him.
Faria also has wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, wisdom, which is a noun and it means a good sense of judgment, especially based on life experiences. What would you say, or who would you say, has a lot of wisdom, Joe?
Well, let's take an example from the world of Chinese culture. People often say that Confucius has a lot of wisdom because his teachings are still taught to people today. People base their whole lives on his wisdom and his teachings. We also say that our elders, like our parents and our grandparents, they have a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge that comes from their life experience. So anybody who you think has a lot of knowledge, you can say that they have wisdom. The story continues. The two men agree to escape together by slowly digging a tunnel in secret. However, Faria is also sick and very close to death.
Wow, it sounds like Faria might not make it. But at least Dante has an idea now of how to get his revenge. The story says, one day, when Faria feels that he will finally pass away, he tells Dante about a hidden treasure on the island of Monte Cristo. To pass away, P-A-S-S-A-W-A-Y, pass away, is another way to say that someone dies. You could think of it as them passing from this world into the next. It's just a nicer way to say die because sometimes saying die sounds too direct in English.
That's right. It's just like a nicer, more polite way of saying it because saying, oh, he or she is dead, it's a very direct, very blunt way of saying that. But it's much softer to say, oh, they passed on. Sometimes we also say it that way. They passed on or they passed away. So if you ever have to talk about this very delicate situation, that's something very valuable to remember. All right, let's get back into the story now. The article says, the wise Faria dies, and the prison guards put his body in a sack. However, when the guards are not looking, Dante takes Faria out of the bag, hides his body, and climbs into the bag himself. So this is his way of escaping.
I knew Dante would come up with a great plan. According to the story, Dante plays dead, and the guards throw him into the ocean, setting him free after 14 years in prison. That's some plan, huh, Joe?
That is a crazy plan. I guess it all worked out in the end, except for Faria, who had to die for this plan to work. But yeah, Dante, he really wants to get out of there. He gets thrown into the ocean, though. That could be kind of dangerous, especially because he's kind of trapped in this body bag or this sack. But it all kind of worked out in the end. He's finally out of prison, and we're going to find out what happens next.
Well, the story continues. Dante eventually sails to the island of Monte Cristo and finds the treasure which his mentor Faria spoke of. Joe, what is a mentor?
A mentor, which is spelt M-E-N-T-O-R, mentor, is somebody who has a lot of experience or a lot of knowledge in some area, or we could say, as we learned before, a lot of wisdom, and they will teach you things. They will try to pass on that knowledge to you so you can use it in your own life or perhaps in your own career. For example, students will often try to find mentors, somebody who has a lot of experience in the field that they want to go into. For example, I went to journalism school to learn how to be a writer or learn how to be a reporter. A lot of my classmates, they would find mentors, people who worked for newspapers or TV stations, and they would teach them all the little tricks, all the little things they need to know to be successful. So if you want to learn a lot in the area or the field that you want to go into, maybe you can find a mentor too.
So, Dante has made it out and is now on his way to get the treasure. The story says he gathers the riches and returns to France, but in disguise and with a new name, the Count of Monte Cristo. When someone is in disguise, it means that you change your clothes or hair so that people don't know who you are. What's a great holiday where people go out in disguise?
Halloween, I think, is the one I'm thinking of. Kids or people who are just young at heart, they love to dress up on Halloween. They dress up as scary monsters, ghosts, goblins, ogres, anything you can name. And they go out and they get candy, of course. But in this case, to be in disguise, it means you don't want people to know who you are. You're trying to hide your identity. So you might put on like a fake mustache, you change your hair, you change everything about you, the way you dress, so that when you walk by, even people who know who you are, they will not recognize you. So people will do this from time to time if they don't want to be found. We often see this in things like mysteries, sometimes murder mysteries, or classic tales such as this, The Count of Monte Cristo. He's even got a whole new name, like a new persona. He kind of changes the way he acts, changes the way he talks, the way he walks, changes everything about him. I think that would be really difficult to do. You would have to be like a really good actor to pull that off, wouldn't you, Brian?
Yeah, I think Dante knows a thing or two about acting if he really does this. Otherwise, he would just try to find the people who hurt him and, you know, maybe just stab them or something. But instead, he has created a very complicated plan, a new character for himself, and he is very dedicated to getting back to them in a kind of a creative way.
That's right. He's not taking the direct approach. As Brian said, yeah, he could have just said, well, I'm going to go hunt down and hurt the people who did this to me. I'm going to go right after them. But he's doing something a little bit different, something that makes for a much more interesting and intricate story. He's got this whole new identity, and he's going to kind of lay back, see what happens, and see how he can really hurt the people who have done these terrible things to him. He's going to see, you know, what do they care about? How can I take away the things that they took away from me? But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We're going to find out exactly what this new character, Dante before, now he's the Count of Monte Cristo, is going to do now that he is out of jail and has this brand new persona for himself.
Well, before that, guess what? It's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, why do you think Abbe Faria helped Dante?
Well, I think there could be a lot of reasons. So Abbe Faria, he was in prison. Sometimes people who are in prison, they want to kind of atone or make up for the bad things they might have done in their life that put them in prison. So perhaps he felt bad about those things and he thought, okay, here is a chance for me to do something good to make up for those things that I have done. Also, I think he might have felt that maybe he knew he was close to the end, because of course he ends up dying, and maybe he thought, well, here's my last chance again to do something good for somebody else before I pass on, before I leave this world. So he saw Dante as an opportunity for him to get some redemption before he passed away. That's just me speculating on why he might have done that.
It also said that he was kind of like Dante's mentor. And I know that some people really enjoy being a mentor, being a teacher. They enjoy teaching people the things they know and then seeing them continue with that line. Just like parents like to teach their children different things, and other teachers in school will enjoy seeing their students replicate what they do, what they know. So for Rhea, maybe enjoyed seeing Dante become sort of like a miniature version of himself. He could continue holding and spreading the knowledge that he had accumulated over his life.
I think as we get older, I think we do want to see the things that we know or the good things that we can do passed on to the next generation or to younger people. So I think that's a very good point. Like I said before, he knew he was close to the end and he had all this knowledge within himself. And now finally he had someone he could pass all that on to, and Dante could go out into the world and just keep that alive. He could keep passing that on, passing it forward. Of course, it's kind of a very unusual situation for that to happen in. This is not a normal everyday thing as we see with, you know, parents and children or with teachers and students. This is a very intricate plot we're dealing with here. But that's what makes for a really good story. You can take these themes that are within the book and you can apply them to so many other different situations in everyday life. That's what makes for a classic book or a classic story that will be told and read and taught in schools for hundreds of years and who knows how long, as this one has been. This was taught to me when I was in school. It was taught to my parents, my grandparents, and I'm sure it will be taught for many, many years to come.
Yes, the book was written hundreds of years ago, and it's still being taught in school. So, Dante made a new friend in prison, and then escaped to regain his freedom. Now he has a lot of money and a new name, Monte Cristo. He's ready for the final part of his adventure, as he'll get ready to take his revenge. We will see you guys on day 3 of our story, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Sentence for you.
This morning when I woke up, I felt extremely cold, yet I was sweating like a pig, and I was almost too weak to get up from my bed. I feel under the weather today. 啊，今天早上啊，起床的时候，我整个人超级冷又狂冒汗，哦，差点虚弱的爬不起来了，唉，今天感觉超不舒服的。OK， 这篇课文中呢讲到 ，Faria is sick and close to death。Faria 病得很重，快不行了。讲的大概就是我今天的感觉吧。讲身体状况不好呢，除了我一开始说到的 I'm under the weather， 其中 under the weather 指的就是身体不适之外呢，你也可以代换成 off color， 没了颜色，指的呢就是身体不舒服。I felt a bit off color， 我不舒服。当然呢，你也可以更简单的说 I don't feel well today， 我今天呢一点也不好。另外呢，相信大家都知道 shape 或是 form 的意思呢是形状，若是说呢 out of shape 或是 out of form， 字面上呢有变形的意思哦，其实讲的呢就是健康状况不好啦。 For example， he got out of shape， he got out of form after he left the military， 他离开军队后呢身体状况呢就不大好哦。那想要讲身体很健康，除了前面提到的 I feel well today， 我今天很好呢，指的就是身体状况。 out of shapeOut of form 的相反 ，in a good shape 或是 in a good form， 保持很好的形状，也就是表示身体状况良好啦。例如呢，提到不老的刘天王哦 ，Andy Lau， he is in good shape 或是 he is in good form for a man of his age。以刘德华天王啊的年纪来说呢，他的健康状况非常良好哦。如果听到有人说啊 ，I'm on vacation， I feel like $1 million， 我在放假，我感觉好像$1 million， 几百万哦，好多钱哦。Feel like $1 million， 想要表达的呢就是某人感觉哦，看起来呢心情愉快，通体舒畅啦。Okay, so that's the sentence for you today. Wish me get better soon. 祝福我早日康复吧。See you next time. Bye bye.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Several years into his prison sentence, Dante hears a rumor that an inmate named Abbe Faria is planning to escape. Dante finds Faria, befriends him, and admires his knowledge and wisdom. The two men agree to escape together by slowly digging a tunnel in secret. However, Faria is also sick and very close to death. One day, when Faria feels that he will finally pass away, he tells Dante about a hidden treasure on the island of Monte Cristo. The wise Faria dies, and the prison guards put his body in a sack. However, when the guards are not looking, Dante takes Faria out of the bag, hides his body, and climbs into the bag himself. Dante plays dead, and the guards throw him into the ocean, setting him free after 14 years in prison. Dante eventually sails to the island of Monte Cristo and finds the treasure which his mentor Faria spoke of. He gathers the riches and returns to France, but in disguise and with a new name, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Vocabulary review.
Rumor. There is a rumor at school that Robert and Julie are secretly in love. Admire. I admire many famous athletes because of how hard they work. Wisdom. The old man is full of wisdom because he has experienced many things. Pass away. My grandfather passed away last year after being sick for many years. Mentor. The student has a mentor who encouraged her to become a doctor in the future.